You join Vectus Humpty, and Callum's here with me tonight as well at the parish church at the Newport Minster for the finals of a very exciting writing competition that's been running for quite a few months now. It's quite a seasonably chilly night, and I do believe that the short stories that are being judged tonight, I've got to be on the theme of Santa's Little Helper. I see Callum spotted him already. I can see in the distance, hiding by one of the walls, is Santa Claus himself. Have you seen him, Callum?
Yep.
Have you asked him for any presents yet?
No.
I'm sure he will before the evening's out. So I say that the evening's being run by Carol and Bob Bridgestock, who are a bit like the heart-to-heart of the Isle of Wight, really. They're two people, husband and wife, who have many years' experience in the Yorkshire Police Service, and between them write the famous D.I. Dillon crime mysteries, thrillers, if you will, and also are very experienced script writers for the telly. So I say we'll see how the evening pans out. We've only just got here. I'll try and get a conversation with the people themselves later on. So we're settle in now for a night's entertainment and see who's going to win the big prizes.
Waiting.
I'm here at Newport Minster, as I said, and you never guess who I've managed to find at Newport Minster. Managed to find a person which must be very busy this time. I managed to find Father Christmas. How did you manage to find time out of your schedule to get here then, Father Christmas?
Well, it's very busy. I have left the elves making presents, and all the rest of the elves are now looking after Rudolph and getting all ready for the big night next week. But I just had to come down and see everyone tonight.
And is there still plenty of good boys and girls for you to give presents to? Because you only give them to good boys and girls, don't you?
Well, there are a lot here tonight, and I'm sure there are lots of children all over the Isle of Wight who've been really good right through the year and will be getting presents on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's it. And what about radio presenters, Father Christmas? Do you know, Father Christmas, I've been really good this year. I've worked, I've done lots of hours. And do you reckon you've got a job at radio too in your Christmas sack for them? Don't laugh.
A job at Radio 2. Oh, I don't know. How about a Radio 1 DJ? How would that work?
I think I'm a bit old for that now, Father Christmas.
Or perhaps Radio 4, perhaps a topical events programme or something?
I'll settle for that. But anyway, I won't take up any more of your time. I'm sure you've got lots of people to see. And good luck, and drive your sleigh safely on Christmas Eve.
I will do indeed, and a very happy Christmas to everybody.
And to you. Thank you. Cheers. That's great.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I can show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, do you wanna play? New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you've heard about me. So hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport in my hand. I can make a good girl plan for the weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know you love the players, and I love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. I'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby. I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. Yeah, you show me incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the queen, baby, I'm your king. Find out what you want. Be my girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh, screaming, crying, perfect storms. You can make all the tables turn. Rose garden filled with thorns. Keep me second guessing, like, who am I? Who is she? I get drunk on jealousy. When I come back, each time I leave. Cause darling, you're a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know you love the players, and I love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. I'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby. I'll write your name.
Right, I'm stood here with a very important young lady who's won a competition. Have you ever won anything before?
No, I haven't.
No. And where did you get your idea from that story? Because I've just heard it, didn't manage to record it, but it's a very imaginative story. Where did you get the idea from?
I just, like, thought up characters, and I thought of, like, what would happen in Christmas time and stuff like that.
Right, and do you write a lot of stories? Is that the first one you've written?
I write lots of stories.
And what's it like to actually win something with one of your stories?
Really, really amazing.
Yeah. Oh, good. And what did you choose? What prize did you get? Oh, you got a token. Did you get a book token?
I got, I got a £10 voucher for Otterkers.
And how old are you at the moment?
Seven.
And it's far too early yet, but do you reckon you'd like to do something writing when you're older as a career?
Yeah.
Well, with quality work like that, I'm sure you will do. As I've already said, we sort of got something in common, but we haven't. We've got the same surname, but my name's got an E on the end and yours hasn't, has it? So thanks for the interview, and if you want to listen, you never know, you might even hear your voice on Vectis Radio. And I hope you have a happy Christmas, okay?
Thank you.
That's it, that's all there was to it, okay?
Thank you very
Cheers.
Much.
Traffic and Travel, brought to you by the British Motorists Association. Your voice, your money, your future. Join now at yourbma.com/IOW.
Tis the season to be jolly. This is Vectis Humpty here, trying desperately to get into the Christmas spirit, wishing you all a very happy, merry and peaceful Christmas.
This is Vectis Radio.
While You Wait Services is a real Aladdin's Cave in Pyle Street, Newport. A truly local business that offers a fabulous, friendly service. Leather repairs, shoe repairs, key cutting for your car, house or shed. In fact, any kind of keys. They're also experts in engraving, house signs, shoe dyeing. They also do zip replacement for that coat you don't want to throw away. A shop for so many uses. While You Wait Services in Pyle Street, Newport. It's the most useful shop in town.
Does your garden need attention? Why not call LCL, Lee Cook Landscaping, to put it right? They are specialists in driveways, patios and paths, brickwork and stonework, decking and furniture, fencing, water features, lawns and planting, and garden maintenance. You can find them at www.lclandscaping.webs.com. Interested in our services? Then get in touch with us via the form on our contact page and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or email lclandscaping37@gmail.com. That's lclandscaping37@gmail.com. Lee Cook Landscaping is a high quality building and landscaping company partnered by D. Rigby Building and Landscaping.
Having a problem with your phones? Need your sound system sorted out? Call Westwhite Audio for expert friendly advice. Whatever your problem, just ask Kelvin on 0800 118 2484, email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk, or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Hello, Mr. Mac here, otherwise known as Ian Mac, Macca, or Fat Mac. I'd just like to wish everybody out there in Radio Land, our Vectis Radio listeners, a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Also, to those people that have supported Vectis Radio, not just this year, but since we started in January 2010. Next year is a very special year for us. Yes, we've been going 5 years. Look out for some big celebrations early in 2015. Thank you to those presenters that have worked hard over the last 12 months, and also the people that work behind the scenes too. Many thanks for your help, and long may it continue into next year and beyond. Happy Christmas.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, this is Vectis Radio.
Well, what an enchanting little girl that was. That was Talia Still. Remember, you've heard her voice first on Vectis Radio. I'm sure with confidence and talent as a writer like that, you'll hear a lot more of her. So that was Talia Still, the first prize winner in the under-12s competition.
Hi, this is Kelvin from The Retro Show. Just like to wish all our listeners, supporters and advertisers a very happy Christmas. Don't forget to join me on Sundays for The Retro Show from noon.
Right, a young talent just keeps coming along today here at Newport Minster. I'm here with a radio presenter's worst nightmare, because I've just been told how to pronounce this, but I'm going to get it wrong. But hey, it makes me look foolish, and not you, with Soraya. Is that right? Close enough, right. And what did you win just now, Soraya?
I won first place in the poetry prize.
And do you like poetry? Do you write a lot of poetry before entering this into the competition?
I do like writing poetry quite a lot.
And how do you get your inspiration? How do you get your ideas for poetry?
They just kind of come to me. I just think, oh, that sounds good. Yeah. I do read a lot of books.
Oh, right. So you get your inspiration from books as well.
Yeah.
And how old are you at the moment?
10.
And even at the very lowly age of 10, do you see yourself doing anything like this as a career, or it's too early yet, and it ready to decide?
I don't really know.
Well, at the age of 10, I'm over 40, and I'm a struggling radio presenter, so how can I know what you want to do? But you obviously enjoy poetry, something you get a lot of fun out of.
Yeah.
And you do a lot of school, do you?
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to enter this competition? Was it yours or your mum's?
Well, as a whole class, we did the poem or the short story, and if you wanted to enter, it was £2, so we had to take a copy of our poem home, and my mum decided that it was good enough to enter, and yippee, I won.
Yeah, that's good. So how does it feel to win? Good? Oh, well, it's got to be a good start to the Christmas holidays. Do you break up today?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure. I hope you and your family have a great holiday, and thanks for talking to me.
Cheers.
That's it. That's all there is to it. That will probably go out. It'll be repeated quite a lot. It'll probably go out on Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5.
Stars.
most I've done is sing along to the film in the privacy of my own living room. So please do sing along. Yeah. Brilliant. Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm a queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
Voice of Emily Scotcher. You did notice that Humpty didn't join in with that. Might get a word with her later. Have to be quiet.
This is Vectis Radio.
While You Wait Services is a real Aladdin's Cave in Pyle Street, Newport. A truly local business that offers a fabulous friendly service. Leather repairs, shoe repairs, key cutting for your car, house or shed. In fact, any kind of keys. They're also experts in engraving, house signs, shoe dyeing. They also do zip replacement for that coat you don't want to throw away. A shop for so many uses. While You Wait Services in Pyle Street, Newport. It's the most useful shop in town.
Westridge Golf Centre have the island's only pay-as-you-play golf course with no booking of tee times required. They currently have a challenging 9-hole par 31 golf course, currently under expansion to become an 18-hole par 64 course. Check them out now, www.westridgegolfcentre.co.uk. Westridge Golf Centre, Brading Road in Ryde.
White Office Equipment Computer Repair is all you need to have your computer or laptop repaired from just £20 plus VAT. This includes all labour for as long as it takes us. Just drop your laptop or computer into our high street store at your convenience and collect it when it's been repaired. No need to book. Come and see us at the High Street, Sandown, opposite Sainsbury's, or call 400-045. That's 400-045.
This is Vectis Radio. Contact us on Skype at vectis.radio.
Slightly older people now. I'm here with Ashley, who, what surprise you just won? What was the category?
Santa's Little Helpers. Well, poems.
Yeah, do you know any, do you like writing poetry? Do you do a lot of it?
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to enter this competition? For a big, strong chap like you, I guess it was yours, wasn't it?
Yes. Because I like drawing. I put drawing in there.
Oh, right, added illustrations as well. Yeah. Doesn't work that well on radio, illustrations. do you foresee yourself doing anything like this as a means of a living, or is it just a bit of a hobby, a bit of enjoyment?
I just like rhyming.
Yeah. It comes easy to you. How do you get inspiration? How do you decide what you're going to write about? I guess there was a theme, wasn't there, to this competition, but do things just come to you, or do you watch telly and get inspiration from things like that, or books, or...?
Yeah, I get it from telly, from
the movies. Well, that's good. And how does it feel? Are you pleased to pleased to have won?
Yes, I'm quite happy.
Yeah. Oh, well, good. But thanks for the interview, and I hope you have a happy Christmas.
You too.
Yeah. Cheers. It's great.
Hello, this is Maggie Curry, your weekend newsreader. I'd like to wish all our listeners at Vectis Radio, past, present, and future, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Right, I'm here with Fred, who's the winner of the adult story competition. I guess I've been asking all the youngsters this, but I guess if you don't mind me saying so, and someone of a tiny bit older.
Sure, yes.
That's right, yeah. Are you a writer? Is it sort of as a hobby? It's a hobby, basically,
but it's taking off now into something bigger.
Oh, right, that's good. So in what way, can you tell?
Well, I'm earning a living out of it.
Oh, right, well, you can't say fairer than that, then, can you?
Absolutely.
Is there anything that we're going to be hearing off, do you think, soon?
Well, I'm hoping to get a book published in due course. It's finished. It's with an agent in London, and I'm waiting to hear now.
Oh, well, that's great. And where does that come from? So not being funny, because I can hardly talk myself, but is it a burning ambition you've had all your life to have a book published, or something that's come in, say, later life? Sounds terrible, but you know what I mean.
Well, it is in later life. And how I started was I was bored rigid working one night shift, so I thought I'd try my hand at writing a book.
Oh, right, and where did the inspiration for that come along? What is it? Is it a thriller or a romantic thing?
No, well, I'm an ageing hippie. That's all about an ageing hippie, and I hope to appeal to the ageing hippie generation.
Yeah, well, that's great, because I think, what's it, they say everyone's got a book inside them, but I don't think I have, without a lot of help from a spell checker on a computer anyway. But it's great to hear from someone who's sort of living the dream, really, had that idea and seen it through to the end. So, and it's obviously... obviously excited that you won. So this is the first time you've won in this writers' circle. Or?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and fair play to Bob and Carol Bridgestock, who have given me terrific encouragement.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to interview them in a minute, and they won't like that, because it's sort of like, it's a bit like a physician sort of healing themselves, really. But congratulations on your win, and
thank you.
Hopefully you'll hear your dulcet tones on Vectis Radio too.
I hope so. Thanks
and,
a lot.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
And to you.
Cheers. It's great.
Thanks.
Marco here, wishing you a merry, merry Christmas, and have a great time over this festive season of jollop, giblets and guffaw. Oh, and have a wonderful new year. Not off.
Right, I'm here with Carol Bridgestock, who's one of the organisers with her husband, who's, I must say, you're the more attractive part of the party. Well, I'll try and keep my voice down. He did, he's heard that, and he's quite a big chap, so I shan't labour that point too much. But briefly then, what's the idea of this evening, in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, we started, obviously we came to writing quite late in life after we'd retired, and you know, we try to actually pass on what we've actually achieved onto other people. So we're trying to encourage youngsters to read and write, but we're also trying to encourage people who have perhaps written all their lives and they've never actually achieved anything. We're trying to actually get them involved as well. So basically, if you're 5, if you're 90 year old, we've got people that are joining the writing competition, and every penny goes to our right charities.
Yeah, I've just been talking to Fred, the adult winner.
Yeah.
And you must be pleased, because he's the example of what you're wanting to happen. Because I was saying to him, was he a writer? And he said no, he was just got fed up on the night shift one night, and this idea of a book coming towards him. And I said, well, good for him, sort of like living the dream. You know, we all say we have a book inside us, but not many of us get round to doing.
And you know, it's absolutely right, because you know, to write, we've actually learned that as I say, Bob had 30 years in the police force, and I worked for the police force for 17 years. We came down to the Isle of Wight to retire and have a quiet life. Got involved in charity work, and somebody said you should write a book. And 7 years later, we're actually on our 7th book, and we are also advised on TV crime series, Scott and Bailey, Happy Valley. And so, yeah, we're living another dream, you know, and we just think we're so lucky for what we've got that we try and pass, you know, our luck on to other people.
Do you find now that, obviously, where your writer is, that you must sit down and obviously watch other series that, you know, from the year dot that you've had no input in? Does it annoy the hell out of you when they're procedurally wrong, or do you just kick your shoes off and it's a bit of entertainment and you don't worry about it too much?
That was one of the reasons why we actually started advising on the TV series, because Scott and Bailey actually was the only thing we could watch. Bob could watch. He used to watch Scott and Bailey, and he used to say that is the, you know, that's as near as you can get it, and that's obviously Sally Wainwright's writing. But everything else we'd watch, and he'd say it wouldn't happen. Oh, it's not, you know, that doesn't happen like that. That wouldn't happen like that. And he used to annoy the hell out of me. So I said, well, write it yourself then, you know. And of course, now we do, and obviously the procedure's right. And Sally actually asked us if we'd help out with Happy Valley, and of course that's been a huge success, and it's just been sold abroad to Netflix for something like 4.1 million or
good evening. That'd be a nice Christmas present, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. But the thing for us is that, and a lot of policemen out there, and I think it's if you're like, even if you're in the NHS, you know, you're a nurse or you're a policeman or whatever, and you see these programmes and you think, it wouldn't happen like that. So it's nice for us to be able to put that, you know, procedurally is correct. And we get so many people, especially police officers, will ring us and say, you can tell you're inputting that, you know, it's... it is how it is, basically, you know.
Is it a fire amateur?
No, thanks for your time. And have you ever been called, I'm standing back, so have you ever been called the heart-to-heart of the Isle of Wight? No? No. You must know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Never been told that before.
No, we've been called the Richard Judy of the North.
Have you?
Because we do quite a lot of things, that obviously, up north, because as you can tell, we actually come from
up north.
We come from West Yorkshire. And so every time we go up there, and we usually launch our books up there, because our Harrowfield is based on Halifax Huddersfield area. Right. But we do have the influence of the Isle of Wight as well, because Jen, in the book, actually comes from the Isle of Wight. So you do have that, you know, we do have that influence. So we get, when we go up there, we get called Richard and Judy.
I think you should set something in Ventnor or Upper Ventnor, where I come from. I think it's right den of iniquity. You could have plenty of material then.
You can't say that.
Well, I come from there, so I suppose I'm allowed to.
It makes very interesting characters, doesn't it? But no, it's great fun. It's great to see people out supporting local charities. And like Carol said earlier, we do this purely to encourage others, because if somebody hadn't encouraged us, we'd have never put pen to paper, I'm sure.
That's right. And hopefully when this goes out on Vectis Radio, people will be listening and they'll keep an eye out for it next year, and you'll have, although it was a great turnout tonight, mind you, everyone's disappeared a bit quick. I think they must be getting back to their cooking their turkey or something.
Yeah, the girl who won actually the under-12s, the story competition, she was 7.
Yeah.
You know, and she's going to be a published author. That, you know, it's going
to be a very confident young lady she was as well. Exactly, interviewing. Good for her.
And good for her, exactly. Mm. And what we try to do as well is, like, you know, she's spoken to you on Vectis Radio. These are things that I'd never done. I mean, the first time we went on television, I was waiting for it to go live, basically. Mm. And Bob turned around to me and he said, I'm going to tell them that all the sex scenes and all the swearing is your input. And I turned to him and went, what? Because he was laughing. Because it had gone live, and all the way through the YouTube, if anybody looks at YouTube, carolandbobbridge.com on calendar, I'm biting my lip all that, because I didn't know what he was going to come out with.
Can you believe that's me? Would I do such
No, thing? I can't.
I mean, the nice thing is, our youngest prize winner, since we've been doing it, is 5. The oldest is 85. Mm. Like everybody says, everybody's got a story in them. Mm. Put pen to paper. Mm. Everybody can write that story, and you just don't know if it's going to be a success story or not. Mm. But write it, even if it's for the family, about your past or anything, but write it down. People love to read stories, and especially heartwarming stories. So to all your listeners, have a good Christmas, have a safe Christmas, have a great Happy New Year, and if you've got a story to write, write it and enter a competition, who knows, next year. And keep supporting the charities. They need our help, especially the smaller ones.
Yeah, that's right. And from me to you as well, I hope you have a happy and safe Christmas. And let's look forward to next year.
Absolutely. Can I just say...
I see what you mean. You weren't wrong, were you?
our next book, Vectis Radio, is actually in our next book.
Is it? Oh, I say. I wonder if there's any presenters in it. That's a bit of a worry. Oh, dear.
Maggie Curry is actually a presenter in our next book.
And we're not going to tell you what she is or what she does.
No.
People will have to buy the book and read.
I will. I'll put my name down for one already. You know, pre-order. Thanks for your time, then.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Very much. Thank you.
Right. Brilliant. Super.
Follow. couldn't make another day. I wish it was anyone but me. I could have been anyone, you see. She had something.
Sunday night Christmas greeting, testing 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Hello there. Yes, it's me, Andy Knight here. And my tutor, of course. Just wanted to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from me. Oh, and by the way, sorry, these bells are very, very loud in my ears. Just wanted to remind you to join me on Boxing Day morning at 10 o'clock, yes, for a live 3-hour show of Bubble and Squeak. Make sure you're there. Have a great Christmas.
We're Vectis Radio. We're putting community spirit back into radio. A radio station at the heart of the Isle of Wight community. This is Vectis Radio.
The George Inn Newport, perfect for a family meal or a drink with friends. With home-cooked food, you'll find a home from home in the heart of Newport, 92 St James Street. Call 01983 522 557.
Last orders!
The George in Newport are now taking bookings for your Christmas party. Call them now on 01983 522 557.
Ho ho ho.
White Trash, 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 Trash.
White Trash World, the home of the island's very own skate brand, White Trash. 59 High Street Ride. It's open Mondays, Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays. 10:30 till 6 p.m. Not just about skateboards, it's clothing, gifts, shoes, books, DVDs and more. The island's only skate store, White Trash World, Rye High Street.
From Totland to Roxall, this is Vectis Radio. We're broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport.
In local news, Cowes Week Limited, organiser of the world-famous Isle of Wight Sailing Regatta, is looking for a new executive director. It follows the departure of sales and marketing director Michelle Warner, who will leave early next year after 10 years at CWL. The new director will be responsible for sponsorship income and supporting the strategic development of one of the UK's longest-running sporting events. Earlier this year, Chief Executive Stuart Quarry agreed to take on the new role as sailing director as part of a company restructure. And the Labour parliamentary candidate will press for a review of business rates should his party win and he becomes the next Isle of Wight MP. Responding to a letter in a local newspaper, Stuart Blackmore said he sympathised with those unable to let shops because of high rates. He said that is why Labour is committed to a cut and then freeze of rates for smaller businesses paid by reversing the cut in corporation tax for big businesses. But Mr. Blackmore, a town councillor at Ventnor, also wants to look at alternatives. Stand by for national and international news. I'm Ian Mack.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Natalie Powell. Unions representing New York police say the city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, has blood on his hands following the weekend killing of two officers who were on patrol in Brooklyn, New York. The gunman had warned on social media that he had planned to retaliate against police for the death of Eric Garner, an unarmed